This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, truly a masterpiece of an AR-15. Go check them out. Parts, binary trigger, whatever it is, go check them out. All right, so it's Wednesday, and we've been discussing the undeclared Civil War, and we're doing that again with the guys from Marvelous Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen D. Andrilli. Hello, fellas.
Hello, evening, Bill.
So, Roger, I know you just recently published something, or where are we kicking off? What are we doing?
Let me introduce tonight's program, if I may, and then give Roger the hand, because he's been doing some extensive research. As you mentioned, Bill, we did recently publish a multi-series of articles entitled The Throes of America's Modern-Day Civil War. And we have come to the position, like Donald Trump, there is no coming back. This series deals with the violence in America and the divide in America, which has separated the two sides like never before. Well, like before, like the American Civil War. And rather than take the time this evening to go into detail on that, those who are interested, we lay it out pretty nicely. It's 8 parts. It's reasonably short reading. And the next part is entitled Kristallnacht. And we do that deliberately. So we invite you to look at that. But I think what we should talk about mostly tonight, and of course, Bill, it's your program, so you can change that anytime you want. But the issue that's topping the news today, and that's the issue of immigration and so-called birthright citizenship, which is certainly very important. It's important because it affects all of our constitutional rights, and it affects all of us as law-abiding taxpayers, citizens that are working hard, following the rules. And it's interesting because the Democrats, they embrace illegal immigration as it's enshrined in our Constitution, and they use the 14th Amendment to make their argument. But when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment, well, it's a whole different argument. But this immigration situation is causing us billions with a B, of taxpayers' dollars. And not only is it costly and a burden on us, but it's also very unfair. And I can relate to that in a personal experience, because I'm an example of legal immigration, as I'm sure you and Roger and most of the audience is, with the exception of American Indians. Most of us are sons and daughters of immigrants. My grandparents came to America from Italy. They came legally. They applied for permanent resident status, and they got their green cards. They worked hard. They paid taxes. They had children, and they obeyed the law. They acclimated to the American culture and society. They learned English. and they brought up their children, my father and my uncles, for example, who were proud to be Italian Americans. And in fact, my father served in the United States Army under MacArthur in the Philippines. He could read, write, and speak Italian, German, and English, and they sent him to the Pacific. My uncle was in the Navy. These are the examples that our president wants to see. He's not saying that he doesn't want immigrants in our country, but we need to vet them, and we need good people. We don't need people that are going to tear our country down and come here and just want welfare and food stamps and that don't know what the Second Amendment or any of our amendments are or our Constitution and could care less. The caravan heading here today is a lot different than the example I gave you with my grandparents' parents and myself. It's a lot different. And when we look at how the Democrats are hypocritical, we could take, for example, in a 1993 speech, on the United States Senate floor, then Democratic Senator, U.S. Senator Harry Reid from Nevada was not in favor of this kind of immigration policy that we're practicing today. In fact, the New York Post today did a major story and quoted him. He said, if making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? So he also was against it. And yet that's what I think is going to bring us to our discussion today, because Roger, as an attorney, did some very good research and I think has some very interesting things to say. And just one more thing. Section 5 of the 14th Amendment allows Congress to change the law. And interestingly, it omits American Indians because their jurisdiction are tribal lands. So the clause that we are hearing so much about is something that Roger researched. And that, I think, is where we need to be today and talk about tonight.
Well, I'm perfectly good with that. Middle Eastern exile who's talking about this caravan coming up through the country, coming up through Central America on the show Monday night. And he's convinced that, Guatemala is a kickoff point for the Middle Easterners coming in here, and they use Guatemala as a conduit. So they're coming through, and it's not only just illegal immigration and voting. It's also this potential for havoc that they could wreak, because it doesn't take too many of them to create havoc. So there's a lot. It's a very multifaceted thing. I'm very pleased, actually, that the military is going down there. So,
yeah, I am, too.
And besides that, of course, given what's going on in Europe, which you've been to Europe. I don't know what you've seen out there, according to this guy that was on the show. The Europe that I knew in the 80s is gone. And
yeah,
they're going to
have that. There is a change brewing. In fact, even in Italy, where I just came back from, the deputy prime minister is now looking at allowing citizens of Italy to have firearms. And there's a mayor in a small town near Lago di Como, where we were, that is actually planning to give citizens of their town vouchers, 250 euro per voucher, to subsidize the purchase of a handgun. So a lot of Europeans... and as I mentioned, we had Alejandro on from Spain. We were in Portugal. I told you the experience there. France. Yeah, they've almost given up, but they're actually now movements starting. And I was surprised. And Bill, I refer you to the NRA's America's First Freedom this month's issue, written by a veteran who talks about this. So you can, anyone on the program tonight listening could also pick up a copy of the NRA publication and read about it. Things are changing. Look at Merkel. Merkel's now going to be stepping down from Germany. Yeah. The Brexit might be starting to go too. So yeah, Europe, is in bad shapes, but maybe there's a trend now, a counter trend. And again, Roger, though, does have some interesting information to discuss. And let's say even Paul Ryan.
Let me get you to hold. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. Right. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we continue on in this inexorable march to the election. And we're looking at the mass of people coming from Central America, coming through Central America and headed our way, which Trump has now stationed in excess of, I think there's now about 7,500 troops there in the National Guard and regular army, which is a decent force if they're equipped. And at the same time, we also have the election coming up. So, well, let's take the sum of all things, the sum of all parts here, and what do we think is going to occur November the 7th?
Stephen, do you want me to take over?
Yeah, you take over. I'll just put a one-liner in there. I think we're going to take the House, and I think we're going to keep the Senate as long as everybody gets their butt out there and vote.
Ah. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I think that Sean Hannity laid out the three scenarios from a logical standpoint. Either the Republicans maintain control of both houses of Congress, or we lose one house and whatever it is, it better not be the Senate. Or the worst case scenario, as he mentioned, we lose both houses, in which case, it's anyone's guess what's going to happen, but it's not going to be pretty, that's for sure. And I do want to point out something and relate back to the first point that Stephen had made regarding Harry Reid and how the position of the Democrats back in the 90s and actually up until I think about 2005 or so, because we hear it from Hillary Clinton too, the views on immigration were at 180 degree turn than what they are now. Bill Clinton and Harry Reid and even Chuck Schumer has used the expression illegal aliens in accordance with the law, which is what these people are who come into our country illegally. But all of a sudden, in the last couple of years, it's anathema to use that expression. They're illegal. They're basically undocumented immigrants. And some people would simply say undocumented citizens, which is an oxymoron, and I had pointed that out last week. But the question is really, how is it that the public can be so manipulated? And I was talking to Stephen before the show started, and I was thinking of the movie, which I'm sure most of your listeners have seen, The Matrix. And I remember a quote from Morpheus to Neo in the first show, and it had to do with what The Matrix is, but also how it is that people can be manipulated. And one of the first things that Morpheus said was this: that system, The Matrix, is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, Neil, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. And in many ways, that's exactly the system we have here. Whether there's a matrix per se, if we are all AA batteries or not, the point is that people are manipulated very easily. And I've talked to people that are actually quite bright. And it's very interesting when they talk about Trump. They don't, when they talk about how they hate the guy, they don't talk about his policies, what he stands for. You can agree or not agree, but they simply abhor him as a person. And that seems to me to be probably the most dubious
argument to hold against the person. Well, I just hate that person because of the way he looks or the way he talks, rather than, well, this is what he stands for. This is how he can hurt our country or how he can help our country. And the fact is that the real fear that the powers that be have is the fact that he accomplishes things. And he accomplishes things that they don't want. And we see that clearly with the immigration issue, because as Stephen and I both understand, if we lose our citizens by bringing in basically tens of thousands, eventually hundreds of thousands. Right now we have close to 20 million. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, and I checked on this, I saw it at Laura Ingram the other night, but I also saw an academic study, it is correct, close to 400,000 individuals are born to illegal people per year. And this was since 2012. So it won't take that long before you have this incredible base of individuals that have a very dubious relationship to our country. And it's extraordinarily frightening to me to believe that you have people that have not been instilled with a love for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Basically, they come across this country just as the Guatemalans are coming across the southern border of Mexico and throwing stones at the soldiers, as if they have a right to come to Mexico and as they have a right to come into our own country. And they don't. But by saying that they do, and by having enough people in this country that really want to fracture the republic, destroy the Constitution, the framework of a free republic, we lose everything. Take a look at a particular comment from...
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. Coming up on the break. Talking about the mass of people coming, the undeclared civil war with Arbalest Quarrel. Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think. I think it says it very loud and clear in the Constitution that you don't have to go through the process of whatever they're talking about.
President Trump discussing birthright citizenship before heading to Florida for a Make America Great Again rally. The president continued.
And by the way, this is not a constitutional amendment. You don't need a constitutional amendment for birthright citizenship.
The president also told reporters he'd send up to 15,000 troops to the border of the United States and Mexico if needed. Federal prosecutors in West Virginia confirmed that they're investigating the death of Whitey Bulger as a homicide. It's believed a mafia boss who hated rats ordered the hit on the 89-year-old Bulger. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. There you go.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out. I'm talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we continue on with this. We just heard on the news where Trump says he'll send up to 15,000 troops out there. He's talking about ending birthright citizenship, which everybody in Congress seems to think that has to be something that is done through Congress, which I don't even know how that became a thing. How did that become a thing? Roger, do you know?
Basically, we have to go back in time to the end of the American Civil War. The first attempt by...
Can you just give me sort of a brief overview on it so we can discuss the ramifications of what he's talking about?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it harkens back to the slaves. And you have the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that basically ended slavery. After that, you had the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which was the first attempt to create citizenship for the freed slaves, because it was understood that simply freeing slaves does not give them the powers, authority, and rights and liberties of a citizen. So you had the 14th Amendment, which says in part all persons born or naturalized United States subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And it was understood at the time that what the Congress intended to do was to give those freed slaves complete rights and liberties of every white person in America. And so they became citizens. Now, what has happened through time is that And I should say that Congress had no idea back in the 1800s certainly not going back even further at the birth of the country, that we would have these waves of illegals coming to our shore. But through time, and this is the perception of reality that I talk about, it was just presumed that, well, okay, you're not naturalized, you came here illegally, you have a child, we're just going to interpret the 14th Amendment to mean that you were born here and that it was enough. So the question is, well, what about that second part, subject to the jurisdiction thereof? Well, some people would say that, some scholars would simply say that's redundant, that it doesn't mean anything more than the first phrase. But that is pretty ridiculous because according to the plain meaning of a statute, you have to give every word its effect. If it was simply redundant, it would hardly do. There's plenty of people.
Well, I guess my question would be, can the president unilaterally take that down himself?
All right, you're in terms of the executive action?
Yep.
Well, my gut reaction, looking at executive orders, is that we got to be very careful about them. I would think that that's not the best way to do it, and I'll tell you why.
Let me rephrase that. In light of the fact that we have already got a second mass of people coming through, and this all seems to be coinciding with the election and everything, almost like it's timed in a way. When we're in a state of, you know, emergency, which I would imagine if we're sending troops somewhere, that's not something we do every day. We don't send. I don't remember the last time we sent. I don't know if we've ever sent troops to the border since World War II in mass.
You know what? I remember the last time I heard of troops in the United States was with General MacArthur, and that was a long time ago. Against veterans, actually, in Washington. But you know what, Bill? I agree with you. This is an emergency.
Well, no. What I'm asking is this. Instead, like today we had Paul Ryan who had to pipe up. Paul Ryan needs to be thinking about what he's going out. It'd be nice if he would, it'd be nice if he could help do what he can to maintain the Republican majority in the House. And otherwise, just shut up.
Yeah, I agree. And I think in answer to your question that Trump has the right to issue an executive order and let it be. And then if it needs to be challenged, we'll send Roger to the United States Supreme Court, the best attorney we know, to argue it.
Right.
There you go. But let's get this order and let's do it. Yeah. And if the Ninth Circuit Court in California wants to get in the way, well, we'll go to the Supreme Court.
Well, what are you trying to say, Roger? What are you trying to say?
Again, going back to executive orders, remember what Obama did with DACA. Because Congress didn't act, he said, well, I'm just going to basically allow these people to stay indefinitely.
And what happened?
Well, at the moment, basically, they're still here. And we can't get rid of them.
Let me ask a question about that. Now, with DACA, with an executive order, under my understanding, which I'm not a lawyer, under my understanding, a president can use an executive order to further uphold or reinforce an existing law, which the constitutional mandate is that we protect our borders.
One of the things
that these people are trying to do, right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, Roger, is they're trying to get here so they can become start some chain migration and bring their entire family over. And if they have children here, that child becomes a citizen, which begins that endless chain of chain migration. So in a way, could it possibly be interpreted that this would be somewhat of a ruthless way to maintain the constitutional mandate of protecting the border and the sovereignty of the United States by executive order?
I'd like to believe it would be, but there's a qualifier there. He cannot do anything that's contrary to the Constitution. You have a 14th Amendment, and you do have a couple of Supreme Court cases going back to the 1800s that would seem to suggest that anyone born here, whether legal or not, is a citizen. So if that's the case, then an executive order that attempts to state something contrary to that the Constitution would be on its face illegal, and it will be struck down.
Sort of like DACA.
I'll say this. The president has a duty under Article 2 of the Constitution to protect the people of the country, to protect the integrity of the borders, which obviously goes hand in hand with the concept of a sovereign, independent nation state. So sending troops down there to stop the people at the source, as it were, preventing them from coming in the first place, is the best way to proceed. He may want to have a stopgap. I think the Republicans, like Ryan, and apparently Grassley, too, are a little concerned that that's just going to get Democrats upset, get more of them out to vote, to suggest that by executive order, he's simply going to say, well, you've got 383,000 of these people born here by illegal aliens, and with the stroke of a pen.
I'll tell you what, hang on to the stroke of a pen, because I've got a question to ask you in relation to all this when we get back, just because I want your opinion on this. Talking about how do we stop this with Arbalest Quarrel, this is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Talking about we're in a conundrum here in the United States. Now, talking about the conundrum with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. So here's a question. Roger, you can look at this first, and then Stephen, if you want to get in on this, that's fine. Given the fact that we think there's 20 million people here, and we know that the leftists want to give them just a blanket amnesty, as if all 20 million of them are definitely going to pass a background check and all of the other criteria. So they basically want criteria to be gone for that. Given that is the way things are, isn't it going to take something rather abrupt and blunt to correct this? Because how do we give amnesty to people by name if we don't know who they are? Shouldn't we be stopping this, securing the border, identifying these people? If you know, everybody's talking about a pathway to citizenship, but the left wants to do it, you know, just give it to them. Because they've been here. They've been good Americans. They pay taxes. They've done this, blah, blah, blah. They broke the law. They're breaking the law every day being here. But that, let's just sweep that under the rug because, you know, that's what we do because we're leftists. So
yeah, we're basically,
is this typically in the Trump vein, since he's sort of a, you know, he breaks the mold, what we would think of as presidential. Should this be where he lets go of, kicks out the stops and says, here we go?
Look, when you're dealing with a serious pandemic, there are, orders in place to, but if you're going to suspend the Constitution, that's dangerous. Look, in Article 2, the president has the duty to faithfully execute the laws of Congress. Beyond that, he has to faithfully adhere to the Constitution. The 14th Amendment is a real issue as to how you interpret it, that particular phrase, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. But it seems at the moment that
it works in favor of these leftists. Unfortunately, they have taken so much advantage of that, which is what you're getting at, Bill. The fact that you have California and now New York is basically saying that these individuals can actually vote in local elections. And that's a powerful force to be reckoned with. And God forbid if Kamala Harris or Cory Booker or Elizabeth Warren were to get the Democratic Party nomination and actually win in 2020. Can you imagine if they have an executive order that would say, oh, well, all these illegal immigrants now have the right to vote in
In the interest of time, let's not go into the Dr. Seuss land, okay? Let's stick with what we got, because Trump's going to get reelected, and then very likely Pence will be elected in his place, and he might be a George H.W. Bush, or he might actually be a pretty solid player. But, I mean, I think the die is cast because of the 8 years of Obama. I think people are going to remember that for a long time. So having said that, you know, let's look at what Trump's got going on, because Trump has done a lot of stuff in a very short amount of time. That most the problem the Never Trumpers have with him is because they never intended to do any of this stuff. The conservatives, the neocons, the Bill Kristols, none of these guys ever actually advocated doing this stuff because it was fun to play the game of passing power back and forth. He's actually come in and he's made it a performance game. That's why so many guys are getting out of it, because, you know, nobody's going to reelect them now. So,
let me just say something, Bill, please. Just give me 1 minute, because Roger doesn't know how to tell time, and I can answer your question within 1 minute, but let Roger go, and then remember, I need 1 minute.
Okay.
This is what's going to happen. Remember the travel ban?
Sure.
This is the executive order. There'll be immediately, probably in the Ninth Circuit, there'll be a suit filed for an injunction. It'll be a national injunction. And then the president will ask for an emergency a hearing before the Supreme Court. Hopefully the Supreme Court would take it, and with Kavanaugh on the bench, supposedly, hopefully, the Supreme Court will have a majority to hear the executive order and will determine that it is just and constitutional. All right, that's it.
Well, I mean, and let's think about one thing now, though. You got people like Lindsey Graham who have decided they're not going to play nice anymore with the Democrats. There's a new awareness, if you will, that the Republicans in the Senate got mugged. They were the most inactive. Well, you know, it's not decorum. It's not this. It's not that. Now they're like scrappers. They want to go after it. Grassley has lured them into something by just being a slow talker. And they've got all these judicial nominees going on right now while they're out there campaigning. He's still in session doing all of this stuff. So they are, they're a different bunch now since Kavanaugh. And I think that now with Kavanaugh in place, and now that that spectacle of everything they were doing was in place, I think it'd be rather quick, the reaction to this, simply because it could, you know, if Trump has to, he could declare an emergency as far as securing the border and everything, don't you?
He can do it.
I think we should issue a writ of habeas corpus, all right, put everything aside, take care of the emergency situation, and then let's see what happens, as Roger said. Let it go to the courts. But right now, we need to act as they did in the Roman days. Put aside, that's it, the dictatorship for 6 months, get this problem solved, close the bleeding artery, and get us back on track, and then we could talk about all we want in the courts, but right now we need action.
All right, but what I'm asking Roger, is that do you not think this is a new time, a new dynamic is in play now since Kavanaugh?
It's a new dynamic, Bill. But again, we've got to be careful, because whatever the president does, if the Democrats get back in power, they can simply refer back to that. Just consider for a moment how it is that the Democrats originally changed the rules of Congress to allow for a simple majority to get judicial appointments,
sure.
Right? And then
I kind of think that they sort of hung themselves on that one.
Well,
But this is the thing. That is a given. That's going to happen regardless. We may have 8 years of Trump and we may have 8 years of Pence, but sooner or later there will be another day. But in the meantime, this Democratic thing with the walkaway movement that Stephen has talked about and some other dynamics going on there, most of the ones that would push for this are going to be dead in 10 years. They're going to be gone.
Well, we're going to start a new movement, the HeToo movement.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, anyway.
Get to
Roger.
Boot.
All right, Stephen, we got 1 minute, 1 minute and 10 seconds. So there you go. Go.
Vote right. Get somebody to go with you. Bring your family. Make it an outing. Get out and vote.
That's right. Next time we talk, we will be discussing the aftermath of whatever we see, won't we?
That's right. And we'll know who to blame when we look in the mirror, all right, if we didn't do what I'm suggesting.
Well, I mean, if I go and vote, I will have done my part. So I won't be blaming me.
And sometimes we're doing the best we can. We're doing the best we can. But we got to all vote.
Yep. Roger, what were you saying? Yes, there you go.
Vote Republican.
Vote the right way, gosh darn it. You can catch Arbalest Quarrel
right
you,
down the line.
Yeah, you can catch Arbalest Quarrel at arbalestquarrel.com. Also, as featured writers at amoland.com and soon to come another website, which we'll be talking about later. Guys, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm just waiting on them to make the rules and say, okay, everybody needs to come forward now. That's the next thing. That's the next thing, and we have hour number two inbound, so everybody stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.